Hey, how you doing? I'm back. Welcome back. Trying to escape from messages that I just caused the avalanche. Ooh, and I have something that I found. It's internet. Found something on the internet. So what happened? We're going to tap into couple of people's mind this way. This is like idea just came over me before my phone dies and everything. So the title goes, I ask you not to do that. You kept doing it. So prepare to smell horrible. I know after this you're going to probably find like a place where you're gonna lock all your stuff. That's just my like warning thingy. So here we go. I live with family, and one member in particular has zero respect for others. I've been sprayed with Lysol, bleach water, and ended up in emergency room due to her repeatedly drowning herself in overpowering perfumes. I have asthma, and strong smells cause all kinds of problems for me. She knows this and just doesn't care. Recently, I went out to lunch with a friend and came home to discover my bedroom absolutely reeked. She had picked a lock and sprayed my bed and floor with things she knows make me sick. I have asked her repeatedly to stay out of my room, not to spray things in there, and as usual, she ignored me and did what she wanted. Once I had stopped choking on fumes, I went off on her, and as always, she played the victim and said I just hate her. I left the apartment for a while to calm down, and then came home to find she had sprayed perfume all over the living room. So I, once again, started choking on fumes and had to sit outside for nearly an hour in 90-degree heat. Now comes the revenge. She's always worried that she stinks. And she does. She smells like cigarettes and pain creams. So I borrow a urine concentrate used in hunting from a friend and put a little bit in all her soaps, shampoos, lotions, and body sprays. She can't figure out why she smells like old pee now, and is convinced it's something she's eating since it's in all her heavily perfumed products. So a person responded to this guy and said, when she says that you hate her, do you ask her, why on earth wouldn't you hate her? Why would anyone not hate her and want her to be put in a home to be forgotten forever? She can play the victim all she wants, but I will remind her what happens to people that repeatedly test the loyalty of their family by being awful. Eventually, people fail the test. So he goes, the author says, last time she pulled that, I said no, but you clearly hate me since you seem to enjoy sending me to hospital at least once a week with the toxic chemicals. Then face fancy answer, sensitive asthmatic with a freaky ass narcissistic mother on which, I know this sounds extreme, but if you have hospital records from her intentionally scenting your private bedroom, you could call the cops. That's assault. Not to mention her breaking into your room. This really isn't petty. I lost family to asthma. If you hit in the ER, she's not just being quirky. She's costing you pain, time, possibly long-term damage. And your insurance, a huge bill. I know cops are busy, but would you call if she hit you? Because she is. She's just using a chemical belt. And from the inside, I doubt she'll be raced off to San Quentin, but it might scare her straight. Besides, didn't you smell her urine reeking self too? Wipe on a shoe. He told them, we called the cops on her. They just ignore us. Or the one time they did show up, they said they couldn't do anything. I could smell it a bit, but I spent so much time around hunters that it's just like being out in a hunting blind for me. She, on the other hand, is so paranoid about the way she smells that not knowing why she smells has been driving her nuts and amusing me to no end. Somebody said, I get the amusement and she deserves it to no end, but isn't it a bit of a vicious cycle now with her actually stinking and now genuinely needing more perfume? I love the petty though, so I would have sprayed it in places she wouldn't think of to look, like her mattress, walls, or floor of her wardrobe, bedding, car if she has one, favorite jacket, jeans. Get her so busy with washing, she doesn't have time to harass you. Good luck. Said, except the day she wears less, she'll smell less. She'll be subconsciously conditioned to think the perfumes smell bad. I mean, it sounds like the perfume crazy lady definitely has some mental health issues too. I'm not saying don't be firm and don't get some small revenge. I'm just saying, no, she has a mental problem. Also sounds like she's a bitch, they said. Oh my god. Another person said, oh my god, laugh out loud on a smell. Your PD sucks. That's their job. I'm sorry. It sounds like you're stuck in an irritating mess for the moment. I get it. My mom used to steal money, prescription drugs, basically whatever of ours she could get her hands on. She also had memory problems, and she asked mean-spirited questions over and over to rub in painful stuff. Got tired of confronting her, so I just started changing my answer every time she asked. Did Mickey die? Cousin, I was extremely close to. Yes, Mom. 10 minutes later. Did Mickey die? No, she's doing great. Getting married next month. My favorite answer was, who's Mickey? She knew I was messing with her, but couldn't say anything, or her game would be exposed. Little victory, but God, it felt good. Keep your spirits up. It will get better. Until then, may the urine flow freely. Then the author of the previous original text says, sounds like my ex-husband's mom. Woman stole food constantly but played innocent and blamed the dog. Like, sure, Karen, the 9-pound dog got into a box in the top of my closet, ate, took a whole bag of candy, ate it, and put a wrappers in your bed to frame you. Wow. So now somebody say, I know how you feel. I also have asthma and everything sets me off. My dad also allergic to perfumes. In my house, nobody spray cologne, no nail polish, unscented, and undyed laundry soap, a fabric softener, and the least scented bleach. I also have to spend $6 on Biotin and Colgan shampoo and conditioner, and $4 on unscented, undyed body wash. Flowers, trees, and grass set me off. I live out in the country where we have a million lilac bushes all around. I'm allergic to them the most. I'm the only female in the woodshop, not counting him. I have 14 big-ass redneck men that saw me grow up from a small, tiny 5-year-old to 30. I used to go to the woodshop. My dad worked in the wood, sit inside the machines that weren't being used and just watch all the men work. I started working it when I was 19. They are very protective of me. I work with a guy who smokes cigars. One day, he thinking He was all that decided to blow some in my face. After I spent the next 20 minutes using my inhaler, I got back at him. I told all the other guys what he did, and they made the rest of his week hell on earth. He never messed with me again. Well, that was terrible to somebody doing it to the kid. So this guy, this lady, oh my God, with shampoo, she's clueless. And about this thing, yo. So people can be like that. You don't even know it's maybe your motherfucking family member doing that to you on your shampoos. Somebody said like this. I had a manager that didn't believe I'm really allergic to latex. She told me to my face more than once that I must be exaggerating because she's seen me go in rooms where I know balloons are. I ask her every time if I'm not entitled to heat up my lunch just because someone filled all the break rooms with balloons. And if I'm not allowed to be at retirement recognition parties for people I want to support celebrate. And if she did not see me using my inhaler before entering the room, while in the room, and after leaving the room, and was she aware that I usually have to have a breathing treatment after those instances? One day I was having breathing issues shortly after arriving to work. I didn't see any balloons, but I could feel they were or been there. One coworker saw me using my inhaler, then told me that supervisor used my desk to build balloon arrangements for a retirement party happening that day. I immediately went to a manager and explained what happened, as well as the previous harassment. The manager worked it out for me to go home that day, and I was using software that is only on a computer at that desk. And the offending supervisor was put on probation and made to clean my entire workstation. Wow, so listen to this person, what she said. Her name is Griselda. This person is lucky. You are far nicer than I am. Any strong smell gives me a migraine. I don't mean any. Any artificial scent is far worse than natural ones. Though some natural smells are a big problem also. If I have asked you to not use something strong smelling around me, and you do it anyway, you are going to deal with the same side effect I have to deal with. A scent-related migraine will come on like I am hit by a truck, and it always is accompanied by vomiting. If you purposely make me vomit, you're going to either wear it or find it all over something you own. I've only had one person that I had to vomit on twice before he got the point. But he always has been an idiot. So the author responded, I get migraines from the smell of pot, and our downstairs neighbors smoke it a lot, even though it says in the lease it's not permitted in the units. I went to ask them to close their windows and ended up puking on a teenage son when he opened the door because the smell hit me like a freight train. They stopped smoking in the apartment after that. Wow. One dude told him, like, honestly, this sounds like she needs mental health evaluation. And he would try spraying her in the face like a cat whenever she does something bad or stupid. It may stun her so much that you can get through to her. Wow. Imagine. The kid needs a mental health evaluation. Why would you? You can't like tell her anything or whatever, and then you go and pour some horrific thing. It's a petty revenge. Yep.
So the author says, sometimes it seems that we go through some kind of things like ammonia and rage at least 3 times a month, but she always manages to get more. We don't know how, since we got 99% of the shopping without her, and she doesn't know how to order things online. Wow. Now, the level of chemicals. She's clearly abusive, fairly likely narcissistic. She knows exactly what she's doing and the harm she's causing. It's not that she doesn't care either. She cares a lot about playing fucking God and lording over everyone else in her life. Throw her out in the street and let her stink up whatever homeless shelter will deal with her. She will never change, and you one day, she's going to fucking murder you. Pack her shit up, change all locks, file a restraining order, and throw her murderous, abusive ass out. Oh my god. Sick as in vomiting. Because if she doesn't care about the vomit, I'm sure she won't care if said vomit ends up on her pillow every time she sprays her stuff. Ew. Wow, that lady's crazy, bro. He said like this. Oh my god. She's sick as in can't breathe, coughing and wheezing, need to go to the emergency room for breathing treatment. Thrown up when she... Yeah, one time he said that he threw up. She cleaned the whole apartment with bleach. And she hasn't done that since because we made her clean it all up. Oh, they made her clean up the bleach. And he said, she attacked my brother with a broom and broke his finger. And when we told her she was paying the bill, she filed bankruptcy. Honestly, if anyone else would take her in, that's where she would be. Fortunately, no other family would take her, and she has no friends. It's crazy. She can't file bankruptcy because if you file bankruptcy, then you gotta leave out of your apartment. They're gonna give you the money that you need for the whatever you owe, and you gotta leave. You're like homeless. So she did not file for bankruptcy. That's a lot. Wow, somebody suggested to him, good job with urine concentrate. Also try a product called Liquid Ass. Wow, he said lock up your shampoo. Hide her stuff outside. So somebody said like this, take every single thing she has with a scent and hide it. This includes Lysol, bleach, all of it. Put bar soap only at each sink. Get a lock box and lock up your shampoo lotions. Hide her stuff outside the house. Get a safety deposit box if you have to. If she buys more perfume, take it and put it in the stash. If she accuses you, play innocent. What's she going to do? Prove it? Tell her it's most likely God reckoning bad behavior before, you know, power play. I think both of them need a therapist. Because that's not how you, even if somebody make you mad, whatever, that's not what you do to them right away. Like, you're trying to get murdered? Because if I found out even my biological son did this to me, it would be a wrap because he would be homeless and in a jiffy. And he did something to me like that, believe me. Not like that. One day, there was like a girl, she had no place to go, and I'm going to like help her, and my neighbor that told me to like help her, she real quick disappeared, couldn't get to her or nothing, and I'm like, help me, like this girl's crazy. and she didn't want pay no more because it was supposed to be like a month. You be with a person, and if they in that month okay, you stay with them longer. If they're not okay, they can't stay. They gotta leave. And like every month, like first month should be a probation. And if they acting up in the first week, the second week you gotta worry about how to get rid of them because you cannot have a person stay longer than a month because they might be about no good business, you know. So I was right. She wasn't about no good business, and I gave her my son's room, took everything out. She ain't had no bed. I felt sorry. I took my son's bed and gave it to her. And I said, until you get a new one. 2 weeks passed. She ain't getting a new bed. I go in my room, and my son took my bracelets, smashed them. Then he took, that was the first time that he did them. He never did nothing to my belongings. So that's why I was puzzled. Did he do that or that girl? Because that girl, all of a sudden, when I told her, hey, why you not doing anything, blah, blah, I saw hygiene napkins on the floor, dirtied. I lost my mind. Like, oh, girl, we don't do that here. Like, I'm a girl, and I never did that. Like, and then she left my house all unlocked. And my son would never do that either. He's younger than her. So I can't believe it that my son would go in there and break my jewelry or something. Like, I lost my stuff just from letting that girl in my house. Yeah. And she stole my key. So I'm thinking, my son not like that. But mad times I yell at my son. Like, I don't know, I really was mean to him and everything. He never said nothing mean to me. He might go in his room, like maybe like throw on his bed something, whatever, maybe like that. But I never saw him like breaking something because of me. And you know those bangles, like bracelets, like somebody took it, put it on the edge of the drawer, and slammed a drawer on it. And you can't like bend it back and make it work because you see this. Fucked up now. I'm sorry, excuse my language, but that I got that from some Indian lady when I started working in 2014, and it was like a really cool thing that I was always like taken care of and liked, and like I was really like into that thing because that lady gave me that because I had a shirt and those bangles. And I really looked at, like, Indian. I really loved that, like, outfit. Like, when you have that shirt with, like, design and a couple of buttons, sometimes it could be, like, a dress from the material. And you put, like, those pretty bracelets that Indian ladies like to wear. And I just like to go in that store again. I think it's on 23rd Street when you go with a one train. It's a beautiful store over there. Indian people are like, oh my God, it's so good. But nothing is cheap. But if you go and buy like a shirt or whatever, the lady always like give you some gift. Like, unbelievable store. Like, I have to go just because of that. Just because of that. I want to see if she's still there. I think she is. It's people that like stay there for a longer period of time. It's one of those streets when you get off the train. It should be one of those streets that go towards 3rd Avenue or something like that. I'm not sure. Because I worked there somewhere. It would be before the McDonald's. You're supposed to reach the McDonald's and then you turn right towards my store where I was working at. But I think it's in 23rd Street. So, yeah, one of these around when you pass 42nd Street with a train and then you go lower and lower and then there's those in 20s stations. I'm not sure, is it 26 or 28, something like that. I'm not quite sure. But I know that some Indian store right there, I know I will find it and, like as soon as I walk around there. Yeah, it's like easy to orientate myself when I'm there. So yeah, that and my flat iron. I bought a flat iron on my job. I got 40% discount. It was like a mini flat iron for like people's short hair and snap it in half. Some note that you got. I had mad flat irons before, blow dryers, everything. I remember ever having anything broken and then I know that he did it like intentionally or something. So that was kind of. But it'd be crazy if this text was written by my son and my shame was infested.
Well, guess what? Since that cheese is shredded and that bread is already cut up, so you just put all the meat on it, shredded cheese, and make the sandwich. You see that toaster I bought?
For a toaster, I want some toaster sandwiches and tomato on the side. So there you go. 30 minutes of this almost. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. I'm about to cough. I gotta go.